You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
While we cross to Christchurch, we should celebrate the winning song. So the Silver Scrolls happened last night. It's the award where there's five nominated songs and the song wins on, best lyrics, best production, best, everything about the song. And musicians vote for it, and they voted this song to win. I hope you haven't heard it too much today, but it's beautiful. Sing along. Winner of the 2025 Silver Scroll Award, Marlon Williams. We're joined by Molly. This is 95BFM, Thursday Drive. If you've tuned in for Shaq, Half Queen, she's away this week, but she's got every excuse. She just announced a Next Level Splore second announcement, which we'll play songs from soon. But right now, we're crossing to Christchurch. Molly, you were at the Silver Scrolls last night. How are you?
I'm good, Charlotte. I am tired.
Yes.
But I'm good.
Tell me about the vibe of the Silver Scrolls. Like, where was it? Set the scene. Because it's in Ōtautahi, Christchurch this year.
Yes, that's right, Ōtautahi. I think it's the first time since the earthquake that the Scrolls have been held here. So that's a long, that's like 16 years or something, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the venue that it was in was beautiful and it's been done up.
Yeah, the Isaac Theatre Royal, it is, I mean, you're from Ōtautahi as well, as am I, and it's, yeah, Isaac Theatre Royal is a beautiful, opulent theatre, stunning architecture, it's kind of out of this world, and it has been restored since, it was also damaged during the earthquakes. It's always been a site of a lot of music and culture and arts in Otatahi, and when it wasn't open, it was really, really missed.
Yes, it was.
Great.
Yeah, I remember going to some ballet there when I was really little.
Yeah. RNZB have a lot of things there. I used to do ballet there when I was a kid. It's great.
It's a very special venue. So tell me, let's go to the awards. Oh, pre-drinks, yes. Nibbles and drinks all good, approved of them?
there was a lot of really delicious hors d'oeuvres. It felt very fancy.
Great.
That's what I have to say about this year for the Scrolls. It felt incredibly fancy. I guess the setting was that. There was drinks were flowing. People were definitely in a very celebratory mood.
Great.
And it was packed. And the crowd was invested. It was a very vocal crowd.
Oh, cool.
Which is...
Some heckles?
Yeah, some heckles.
Yeah.
There were heckles.
Was it like a Nika Moa heckling, or was it more like randoms?
No, there were Nika Moa did heckle. not heckle, but replied.
Yes.
It was an invited heckle. Other heckles timed, particularly in terms of some MPs that were present.
Of course.
But it was all kind of comedic, but also... There's always going to be an underlying political thread in anything music or arts related, but yeah.
Because the hosts sorry to interrupt, but the hosts were really exciting, I thought, this year. Stacey Morrison and Jed Parsons.
I know. It's a combination you wouldn't think of, maybe.
And how did it work?
It was amazing. The dynamic they had, it was almost like they were trying to out-dad joke each other.
Great.
And also out... Christchurch each other, which is suitable. And I think the other thing that really I have to say about it being down here this year was I overheard so many times, both in the lead up but at the after party as well, of people being like, we should move to Christchurch.
Yeah.
We should just move to Christchurch. And it was crack up.
It's a very cool city. It's been through its, you know, but let's talk about music, because that's what the Silver Scrolls are all about, the songwriting, the celebrating the songwriting. And one of my favourite parts of the Silver Scrolls is other bands interpreting the nominees' songs. So, like, Delaney Davidson was the music director this year. What did he do with the music? Any standouts?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think knowing that he was the music director, we knew it would be weird.
Weird? Did you say weird?
Weird, but like in a good way. It would be left field. We knew it was going to be left field, but there was a lot of really interesting kind of jazz interpretations that I did not expect. But for me, the standout, and this is just my take, is Solomon Davis's ensemble performing Ke Whati Te Marama, and it was that illustrates winning Waiata.
Yeah.
And it was sort of post-punk, really airy. I was completely blown away by that, because Dillah Straits, Waiata, it's drum and bass, and I don't even know how that was conceptualized, but it was amazing. Also the performance of Coral and Foam as well, which was the Sounds Contemporary Award winner. That was beautiful too. Yeah.
And what about who performed the winning song? Who performed Malin Williams' song?
So there was the Mitchell Twins.
Country singers.
Country, yeah. And they're known for their whistling, which they did a little bit at the end. And that was really cool as well. It was nice also, I guess they're younger artists. I think that Delaney did a really good job in pulling across artists who have been more familiar, and then people that are kind of just starting out in terms of their age, but also where they're at with their careers.
Yes.
And it was cool. It was really, really refreshing.
Ah, that is so cool. So what time did you get home?
I actually went home fairly early. compared to other people.
I mean, if there's one night to push it out for the musicians, it's the Silver Scrolls.
Yeah.
We're about to play a little Silver Scrolls package that you've done. Thank you, Molly. Yes. Tell me about this. Or tell us about this.
Yes. So when I arrived, I had a quick chat to some of the finalists this year, and then pulled together some of the highlights of the awards. And for me, the main thing was just how much people were, I guess because it's a recognition by your peers for a piece that you've written over the past year. And it was just, everyone was really grateful towards the other people who were also finalists, but also all the other people that make a piece of music become real. So it's just kind of highlights from that. The lots of chat before the show. And I do have to mention obviously it's radio, audio only, but there were some amazing outfits throughout the night. So if you haven't watched the live stream, look back. And hopefully Penelope Noir will update
I was like, if anyone's to tell me who I trust on fashion, it's Penny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It wasn't intended. So hopefully we do get a little recap of that. Because there's some really amazing outfits. It was quite overwhelming, to be honest. I was like, I've never been anywhere like this before. It was awesome.
Molly, thank you so much for chatting and putting together this package. I'm going to ask Chris from Marijuana Media very nicely if you can wait for 8 minutes while we play your package. Yeah. Did you rush here, Chris?
I was on time.
Oh, Chris.
More positioning.
Yes. Get ready. All right, Molly, thank you. And here's Molly's package from last night's Silver Scrolls.
Thanks, Charlotte.
But it's time for some real talk.
Yeah. I always had stratospheric visions, gassing myself to fly out the atmosphere that I lived in. Nigerian home, so the cabin pressure was hitting. At times, it was a mission to navigate those conditions. And like,
oh man, it's really exciting and really humbling. This was one of the songs that almost didn't make it on the album because it didn't really align with what the rest of the album was doing in terms of being like highly technical and very precise. It was one where I was just bearing my heart on my sleeve, and I was actually a little bit afraid to put it out because of how vulnerable it was. But I guess putting it out and seeing how well it has been received has challenged me as a songwriter to lean more into like being afraid, you know, and being afraid in front of people. So it's cool that that's been recognized at the highest levels of songwriting in New Zealand.
That'll drive anyone a bit crazy. It's a locomotive of sorts, comprende? Social media promos made me a sensei. Now the music goes slow like Ken's Huddle can't wait.
I feel like we're kind of like the little Groms in the room. I feel like we're the younger siblings. Everyone here has done like so much in the music industry, and it's pretty cool to look up to.
It feels absolutely incredible to be amongst so many legendary Aotearoa musicians, some of who we like have grown up listening to and have felt really inspired by when creating and writing and just being a musician in general. So yeah, we feel really grateful and lucky to be here tonight.
Yeah, definitely just echo all of that. And just so cool to have our song among so many songs that are just like really bloody cool.
I'm not sure if there's anything left, but that was... No, yeah, ditto to everything these guys have said, yeah. Really excited to be here, and a huge privilege.
Because I came and I saw and I conquer. What it is. More strength and power to them women. Just be. Big up yourself. Sample for the great. Sister Nancy Sellers, one street. Run it.
Me and like Hushot Scott. Should I call you Z or Hushot Scott?
Either one's cool, yeah.
We were talking before about how it's really cool because it's like artist and writer voted. So it feels really cool to kind of like be a part of something that's like not necessarily just industry, but like actually also like people who are involved with it choosing.
Yeah, oh, I couldn't have said it any better. No, it's not my answer. No, honestly, I'm here on like behalf of the song that I wrote with Jess. So like, you know, this is like really cool because I know how much we worked on these songs, the whole story behind it and stuff like that. So it's really cool to see her get acknowledged like this. I think that's really cool. I'm just happy to be riding the coattails tonight, which is good.
Kia ora, it's Faze It Is. I feel so honoured to be nominated with such amazing artists and such a high calibre of songwriting. I love songwriting. I find it really hard. I wrestle with it a lot. And it's just really nice to be celebrating and in the company of such great songwriters. So yeah, I'm stoked.
Kia ora, it's Marlon Williams here. We're at the Silver Scrolls 2025. I'm a finalist, which is fun. Got me and Komi's song Awa Atura in the scroll, and then the Maioha Award with Korero Māori, which is, yeah, it's like a confluence of beautiful things. We're in my hometown. We're here repping Waiata Māori. Excited to see what happens and to hear some beautiful versions of all the finalist songs. So yeah, I've already achieved 100% win rate.
Sing along. Tu ana ki te raki heke ana ki te papa ko ta kutura ka e. Ko te wai pouna muko ta hupo tiki toku tupuna e. Everybody, Marlon Williams.
Wow, what a moving thing to happen to anyone. And Nick Brown, Morris Newport, all the way over from Rockin' Rarotonga, Karana, Caroline Easter, and Alan Norman, and Nick Theobald, still back in Wellington, but here in spirit. And thank you for your kind words. They didn't say that screen was going to be so big.
And I was reflecting on your speech, Hannah. Imagine an Aotearoa where everyone was singing Waiata Reo Māori. Ka pai. Waiata is the perfect platform for Te Reo Māori. It connects artists with audiences around the motu and the world. He taonga tuku iho. A cherished legacy passed down from our past to the present to carry us into our future. Ko te toa o ngā toa, kei whati mai, written by Henare Carr, Tim Driver, Hemi Hoskins and Rory Noble.
I want to dedicate this to obviously everyone in the kaupapa Māori sector and everyone in this room. Massive thank you to you, Fire Hins, and Niche and Stormy for having me and the brothers as part of the Waiata anthems in the past. Like, this is a dream come true. Massive shout out to Māori Re, champion as well, and of course to one of the biggest inspirations in this room, probably to ever come out of the world, Marlon Williams. You are te goat, brother.
Awarded since 1965, the APRA Silver Scroll is proud to celebrate its 60th year. Tonight's winner will join the esteemed ranks of beloved New Zealand songwriters who have defined our nation's sound. I'm very pleased to welcome to the stage tonight's winner of the 2025 APRA Silver Scroll, Kaitito Kaiaka, Marlon Williams.
Hey, a massive thank you to my team, the team that's made this
not only this song but this record come to life. There's a lot of people that I could thank, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to bunch you all in and say thank you very much. You understand and you know, right? But I will say a massive thank you to my dear mama who's in the crowd there. Kia ora. And my dad who's at home watching on live stream. I was going to ask if he wanted to come and he said, good luck tomorrow, I'll be watching on live stream. I'm like, okay, I won't ask. You do your thing. Get the point. The main thank you though goes to this beautiful human. This is Te Pōnongo Tameti Elif. Honestly, this song and this whole record wouldn't exist if I didn't have your support and your creativity and your sense of danger and fun.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.